Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. Thank you guys so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. As you can see, I've been doing some really short episodes lately. Not that I am not prepared. It's just that, like I said last time, I've been in a kind of a mode of downloading. And I believe that the Lord is about to release me from that to actually start doing the work. So you should see that the content will soon be more engaging and more detailed or meaty in just a few weeks. But this is episode number 30. I just really want to share with you again some of the things that I've been working on in preparation. And I thank you for just kind of sticking with me and just seeing what I'm up to each week to, you know, really kind of get this thing going. So, or to keep it going, right? So, you know, the Rehab Your Life platform is really an opportunity to talk about how God has rehabbed my life, to share all the things that I've learned since that day of trouble that I experienced, where I had to decide, am I going to follow him or not? Am I going to beat this cancer? And so I made that decision, and since then, I apologize for all the bells and whistles. This is my work computer making noise. And since then, I have been on the hunt to seek his face and to be able to spread the message that it is that he would have spread through me, based on my experiences. And so, in order to do that, you have to do the work and you have to do the research and you have to surround yourself with like-minded people and you have to take steps in faith. And so I've been doing all those things. But if I look back, I also can see how the devil has been busy to try to keep me from making the impact that the Lord is asking me to make on his behalf. Excuse me. I am not sleepy at all. And so I just wanted to just give you a little bit of insight into like my headspace right now. And just, you know, put the devil on notice that I'm still working. I'm still moving forward. I'm still on assignment. And I encourage you guys to do the same. You know, oftentimes when we have experienced a major medical condition, it kind of knocks us on our head. And we got to figure out how to put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, it makes you realize how fragile life is. It makes you realize that health really is wealth. And that as a part of the journey to share your story, you also have to do the self-care so that you're able to run your race. Because we are representing God in the earth, and we are not to look like what we've been through, but we are also to be able to be ambassadors for Him, which are royal ambassadors. And so, you know, I said all of that to say that it's not easy. Anybody that makes it seem like it's easy is probably not really doing the work. Anybody that doesn't take time to themselves or to try to find that balance is probably not really doing the work. And so, you know, not coming for anyone in particular at all. I'm just giving you from my perspective, you know, what it's been like. You make the decision that you're going to follow Him, and then life happens still. So it's not like, goodness gracious, my sister is texting. So it's not like you get this pathway that's cleared for you to be able to do the work. You actually have to start the process of rehabilitation, which includes dismantling and reassembling things. And, you know, as I'm pulling together the work that I feel like the Lord is downloading, you know, I'm having to get out my dictionary and I'm gonna have to find synonyms to certain words, and I have to be able to dig deep and chew on that thing to make it my own. You know, I can pull references from a lot of different people, but I have a message that the Lord is asking me to deliver, not necessarily delivering on anyone else's as an extension of. So let me clarify what I said last week about Dr. Miles Monroe. His information definitely, his teachings definitely infer, but I've also been a student of Dr. Creflo Dollar. I've been a student of Joyce Myers. I've been a student of T.D. Jakes and many, many more. So as I am gaining and getting information from a lot of different sources, I still need to put it in my own words according to what the Lord would have me to say, and according to be able to attract the those who are inclined to hear my voice, because I'm making myself available for Him to use me. And so I thank Him for the opportunity to get the download and to share the download. And so, you know, these things are serious matters. We have anyone who, like myself, that has experienced a major medical condition
like cancer, like multiple sclerosis, like diabetes. You know, your body has been damaged. Your soul, your spirit, you have almost been destroyed. You know, for some people, it's gotten to that level. And, you know, you have to rebuild. You have to go through a process of rehabilitation. And I just thank the Lord that over the last 5 years, that He has carried me from glory to glory. You know, when you have certain types of cancer, sometimes they're able to just cut it out. Cancer's no longer there. Get your body back strengthened. You're able to move on about your life. Other types of cancer, they have to monitor you for a period of time. And you have to continue to expose yourself to tests, you know, to check and see if there's any cancer remaining in your body. And so I, this week, on August 26th, just had my 6 month scans again. And I'm so elated to say that God continues to be faithful, even within these last few years when I have fallen back on goals and things that I've set for myself. He's continued to be faithful in my healing and restoring unto me that which the locust stole. And so I am happy to say that there is still no cancer in my body. And that is just awesome because I believed that He healed me. And I'm standing on His word that just like Hezekiah was granted 15 additional years, I believe that He granted me double that. And so I have at least the minimum of 30 that I am going to continue to be here to be able to do His work. But I got to get serious about it. And that's what you're seeing. You're seeing me dig into what it is that He's asking me to say. And, you know, in the Bible, Paul talks about forgetting those things that are past and moving and pressing on towards the future. And it is this one thing that he does. And, you know, I've tried a lot of different things over the last 5 years to try to seek his face. Lord, is this what you want me to do? Is this what you want me to do? And at the end of the day, the one thing truly is to glorify him through the work that I'm doing. However, in my research, I've also learned that that one thing could be one specific message. Just like John the Baptist out in the wilderness, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom is here." And repent means to change your mind. And so if I look back over when the Lord first gave me Rehab Your Life, it also came with a tagline, because in order to rehab your life, you have to renew your mind. And you have to get a new vision for what God has for you. And so I laugh because he told me that one thing already. I just didn't see it clearly. And so now I believe that he's allowed me to go through all that I've gone through in the last 5 years to get to this point and to listen to and to study under certain people to, you know, put those additional nuggets on fire. Like some of this stuff I've heard before. I've listened to Dr. Miles Monroe before in the past, but it didn't catch like it did now. And so even in my bathroom, when I was redecorating my room, I came across a scripture that is from the book of Ruth that talks about maybe you were created for such a time as this. And I believe that. I believe that everything is coming together the way that it is coming together for such a time as this. You know, the world is crazy right now. And the work that I do as a counselor and the spiritual work is all gelling together. And it's about being able to renew your mind and remember who you are as a kingdom citizen, which tags right along with what Dr. Miles Monroe was saying. But Creflo's also said it in so many ways. And, you know, just over the years, the different teachers that I've learned under through reading their books and watching their videos, etc. And so I believe the Lord is about to do a new thing in my life. And I believe that he's about to put a fresh anointing on the work that he's asking me to do. And so stick with me. I got something good that I'm chewing on. And I just can't wait to share it with you guys. So like I said, I'm not going to hold you long, but I wanted to just kind of decompress a little bit and let you know where my head is at. And I thank you for listening. I thank you for returning each and every week to see if I'm sharing any nuggets to help you to rehab your life. So I'm looking forward to dropping some boulders on y'all, not just nuggets. But I gotta dig them out first. So thank you so much. I don't have any upcoming events right now. The Renew Division Conference physically has been canceled due to the hotel no longer being a hotel. They've been bought out. So that information is going to be going out soon that the October 10th conference has been canceled. However, I'm in prayer to see if there's something that the Lord wants me to do virtually. I do know that we are going to be doing the last 90 days, which is in October as well, October, November, December. We're going to be pushing to get the remainder of those things on your vision board done. So that may be what it is that he asked me to do and just really kind of hype and push that. And then to prepare for the 2021 vision board training. And so that's enough. That's enough that I can be excited about. So I hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you next week. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.